And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start overseas, where the war with Iran got a little bit hotter this week. Earlier this week, Iran's Revolutionary Guard fired a barrage of ballistic missiles at American forces across the Middle East, and all of them were intercepted. President Trump says Tehran was privately asking for us not to respond, which tells you how confident they were in the decision. His answer was that it's our turn, and by Wednesday night, American forces had hit dozens of Revolutionary Guard targets inside Iran, including command centers and missile factories. Iran's version? It's a little more colorful. The Revolutionary Guard claims it destroyed three American F-35 jets and killed U.S. troops in Jordan. Our military confirms none of it, and Tehran has a long history of announcing victories that never even happened. At sea, more than 20 Navy warships are enforcing the blockade and have turned back 18 commercial ships. A drone set a U.S.-owned natural gas tanker on fire off Egypt, and China cut its own deal with Iran's allies for safe passage. Prime Minister Netanyahu was at the White House on Tuesday with fresh intelligence and a warning that Iran's rebuilt nuclear sites may have to be hit. Ukraine's president was there that same day, right after his forces struck an Iranian ship carrying drone parts to Russia. Both then attended Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral, where the president said Graham believed in American power and prayer. And inside Iran, the regime reminded everyone exactly what it is. Earlier this week, before dawn, hundreds of Iranians gathered in one particular city to stop the execution of two young men arrested in December's protests over the collapsing currency. Security forces beat the crowd back and executed them anyway, timed to the morning call to prayer. Human rights groups say the confessions were tortured out of them. And back home, Florida's attorney general has opened an investigation into Dr. Fauci. And the reason why? Well, a presidential pardon doesn't cover state crimes. After years of congressional hearings that produced strongly worded letters and nothing else, Fauci may finally have to answer questions where the answers actually carry some consequences. Accountability landed elsewhere, too. The Trump administration is paying a seven-figure settlement to Paul Vaughn, a Tennessee father of 11, whose home was raided by armed FBI agents in 2022. His crime? Praying and singing hymns outside of an abortion clinic. Agents corralled his kids on their way to school, and he was looking at 10 years in prison before Trump pardoned him last year. The Justice Department now admits that it abused its power, and internal emails show a Biden official conceding the FBI staged the raid because it likes making arrests. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.